Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department responded to a fire at the Budget Inn Motel, located on 4th Street between L and M Streets at about 5:15 this morning. Eureka police were the first on scene and began evacuating residents from the building, while three engine companies and a ladder truck responded. Fire was found on the first floor, and one occupant was rescued after being trapped in a storage space, and a second occupant was assisted from their room by firefighters. A third occupant was taken to the hospital for treatment of smoke inhalation, while another was treated and released at the scene. Damage is estimated at $10,000, and the fire displaced at least 15 residents. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Tuesday night's Rio Del City Council meeting saw the authorization of Police Chief Graham Hill purchasing and equipping police officers and vehicles with cameras. In light of the recently increased national attention on this particular topic, the City Council voted unanimously to spend over $15,000 on cameras and support equipment. Chief Hill said in a statement that he believes the safety of officers and the general public will increase as a result of using the cameras. The department expects to put these cameras to use in the coming weeks. A vehicle collided with a power pole Tuesday afternoon. Dan Squire has more.
Pacific Gas and Electric crews were on scene into the night on Tuesday after the driver of a Jeep Liberty hit a power pole on Substation Road in Ferndale while towing a trailer. At just after 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the driver, Nathan Town Fasone, failed to negotiate a curve in the roadway, ran off the road, and hit a power pole, which nearly brought the pole down. Electrical service to customers in the immediate area was interrupted and remained off as repairs were made to the pole. State Route 211 was also reduced to one-way traffic while work crews were on scene, and Town Fasone and his 3-year-old passenger were taken to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries.
Thank you, Dan. The sheriff's office is investigating another armed robbery at the 76 gas station at Murray Road in McKinleyville. Deputies responded to the scene Monday night at just after 10:30 and spoke with the clerk, who reported that a man armed with a rifle entered the store and robbed the place. The suspect walked into the store with a rifle, demanded money from the register, and then fled the scene eastbound on Murray Road on foot. The suspect is described as an adult white male, 5'4", with a thin build and blue eyes. He was wearing a blue hoodie, a black mask across his face, and blue jeans. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The California Highway Patrol has announced that they will be holding a Start Smart driver safety class later this month at the Eureka High School cafeteria. There will be a 2-hour session scheduled for March 18th, and in addition, CHP will be holding another class on May 20th. According to statistics, vehicle collisions remain the number one killer of American teenagers. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A traffic stop in Eureka Monday afternoon resulted in the confiscation of 50 pounds of processed marijuana and the arrest of 2 Florida men. A Eureka police officer pulled over a Ford sedan driven by 37-year-old Shane Osborne for speeding at 5th and H Streets. Osborne and his passenger, Felipe Valencia, were visitors from Florida, and a search of the vehicle was conducted by the K-9 unit. That led to a search of the car and the confiscation of the marijuana. Osborne and Valencia were booked in a county jail for possession and possession for sale. The sheriff's office are looking for 2 men who are wanted in connection with a home invasion robbery incident at a residence on Island Mountain Tuesday morning. Deputies responded to a 911 call and learned from the victims, a man and his wife, that the woman's son, 34-year-old Seth Morton Jr., had come into their home with 2 other men and attacked the male victim, Morton's stepfather. The stepfather was able to fight off the attackers with a bat, and they fled the residence towards a waiting vehicle, and one of the suspects fired a shot from a firearm while fleeing. The round hit the house, and the men fled the scene in their SUV. A neighbor who heard the noise used his vehicle to block the roadway, and the 3 suspects were forced off the road. The 3 men then fled on foot, and one suspect, 34-year-old Brett Schwartzel, was located near the New Harris store and was arrested. A be on the lookout has been issued for Morton, a white male adult, 5'10 with blonde hair and hazel eyes, and the other suspect is wanted as well. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.